I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright. This week, our topic has been compassion. And today's Connection Thursday, we're going to have a discussion on the transition to creating a shift and the challenge of transition. So far this week, we've discussed developing compassion for the body, understanding how the body is your partner on your life's journey. We also discussed how a sense of finishing, attaining that big goal, that stretch goal, creates respect for yourself. And with that respect, you develop self-respect, which comes compassion for the self. And today I would like to bring to light the challenge of transition and understanding the shift. The single purpose of shift coaching is moving one out of stage three of development, socialized mind, into stage four of development, self-authoring mind, and beyond. When one moves in to these higher stages of development, there is a shift. This shift I speak of is a shift in consciousness. When we experience this shift, we change our vibration. We change the energy. And the change in this vibration changes everything as we build our reality through our vibration. When you shift, you change your reality. The shift creates readiness. This readiness is the change in perception. This readiness we begin to live our lives in is the change in expectation. This readiness is where we find the now and develop the skill of conflict resolution. Find the now is step seven of stress mastery. The skill of conflict resolution is when you automatically go into resolution when you're in a conflict. That is stress mastery. So the shift creates readiness. Readiness means you should always keep your perception straight, so you will always be ready, willing, and able to respond through the heart and the superconscious mind. Now, there are three elements of the shift. There are three particular elements. It's ready, willing, and able. These are the essential elements for your personal and spiritual development and journey. This allows you to listen, learn, and do. The shift in consciousness makes one, or I should say, allows one to be ready, ready to listen, willing, willing to learn, and able to do. Once you shift, you must understand the challenge of transition from one state to a higher state, from one stage of development to the next stage of development. During the transition process, compassion, kindness, caring, support is very, very important. So as we discussed yesterday, the ego and identity is set at age 16 through the experiences of stage two of development, imperial mind, going along and supporting the programming of stage one of development, impulsive mind. The ego sets your perception of how you see the world through the lens of your belief systems. It's this perception and your belief systems that drives 95% of your behavior. Now, the ego is always seeking facts that will confirm its idea of identity and self. This idea of self is based on what you have experienced and what you have been taught. In other words, what has been programmed. This level of self, ego, is based in what was. Most people live their history over and over again. They have the same problems, different seasons. To transcend this idea of self, one must let go of the old and begin the process of the shift. This process is what creates the challenge of transition. The transition of the shift is what can be termed as an awakening. It actually, the best way I can put this, it's leaving the identity of logic. This is the beginning of releasing knowledge, the logic of what you thought you knew, of what you thought was true, and a transition into actually knowing. This is the movement of coming out of the cage mind head and starting to live life through the creation mind heart. This is when we connect to our purpose, we connect to our higher self, we connect to our higher values, and we connect to the super conscious mind, the universe, God. That is when we develop knowing. Now, the shift and the challenge of transition is that you are facing two identities. You're actually faced in between these two identities. The logic identity is fighting to tell you to maintain the old, but your true identity is actively pulling you into another direction of the new. And this is a tug of war that can create chaos in your life. You must have this pull, and you must understand this is the process. You must have this pull, something pulling you to something new, something pulling you, a calling, a gut feeling. So let's say you have this pull to quit your job and pursue your dream career. That pull is coming from your true identity, your heart. It's pulling you into the expansion state. Yet, the logic identity, the ego, is screaming, "Are you crazy? What about security? What are people going to say? What if you fail? You can't do this." All of that is the logic identity telling you not to move forward, not to expand, and to stay within your comfort zone, to stay within your identity, to stay within your belief systems of your career. Now, many times people experience this message to expand and move toward a dream, yet they are not ready to listen. They are not willing to learn, and they are not able to do. And when they're not ready, they may start, or they may dream, or they may talk about what they're going to do, create a declaration, but they never move toward it, or they never achieve it. Well, part of this is because not the individual is being tugged back in, but the tribe is actually trying to pull them back in. This is because the tribe is built in the logic identity, and the tribe exists in a restriction state with a base energy of fear. Yet the individual is feeling chaos. They have this spark firing in their heart, this desire to change, but everybody's telling them they can't do it, or they should not do it. And when this individual has this spark, this is the beginning of the challenge of transition toward a shift. When we are in this transition, what drives many people to create change in their life is when the laws and the rules that serve their logic identity no longer serve them or make sense. They have outgrown the structure, and this creates a perception of chaos. When one begins to shift and release from prior perception, they begin to release from expectation. And this is a release of what was. And this puts the individual in a state between two stages of occupation or two stages of being. One higher and one lower. They begin to have two ways of seeing. And it's this swinging pendulum, wildly swinging between the red zone and the green zone. This is actually the current state of humanity. You see, the challenge of transition has a profound effect on the tribe. As you transition and begin the shift, the tribe becomes disrupted. And this actually creates another challenge of your transition. You have your own disruption going on within, as you are stuck split identities. Your split consciousness fights for control. It's kind of you versus the ego. And this is all happening within. Your belief systems are getting shattered. What used to make you happy no longer gives you joy. What you thought would make you happy does not bring you joy. You don't have joy. And you start to see what you believed was true is not true. And you have this pull within you. But that's only part of the challenge of transition. Because now you also have disruption on the outside of you as your tribe attempts to pull you back into the perception they hold of who you are, the old identity. Every person you know, every person in your tribe, every person from your past, every single one of them has a perception and a belief of who you are. This perception they hold in mind, this belief of who you are, is what creates their expectation of your behavior. And every relationship has a perception and a belief system. And this perception of you, which the tribe holds, is what they see and sets their expectations of your behavior. When the tribe acts, anyone in the tribe acts, and you fail to react, behave as they expect you to behave, this activates conflict. And it's very important that you are aware and understand this particular challenge of transition. Because if you react to the conflict, you will be pulled back into the old identity. You will experience the snapback. The ego will grasp at any part of the old identity to survive. The ego will create resentment, driving you into the behavior of anger to defend and attack your behavior against the tribe. You'll get mad. You'll fight. You'll be upset. How can they not want me to grow? How can they not want me to change? Why are they sabotaging me? Why are they holding me back? Now, the ego can also grasp at the part of the old identity that brings you regret. And this will drive your behavior into guilt. And when you're in guilt, you feel you have to self-correct and move back into the old behavior, habits, and programs so you will be good with the tribe. People feel bad about taking time to work on themselves. They feel bad about eating differently. They feel bad about changing themselves. So what do? They self-correct and they move back into their old behavior so the tribe will feel better. Or the ego will grasp at the old identity through fear. And this will cause you to hesitate. And you will hesitate and move into avoidance. And this will drive behavior into procrastination. Now you're no longer working on yourself. You're no longer working on your dream. You're no longer working on changing yourself. And now when this happens, you are out of the transition and back into stage three. You are now back into your old identity. You are back into your old habits. But here's the challenge. You had a spark. Something awakened inside you to change. Something caused you to question your belief systems. And even though you snap back and you fall back into behavior, you're never quite the same. And you will have a lot of disruption in your life. And this will build resentment and regret within you. So that is a big challenge. You must understand the moment you begin your journey of this shift and you start to shift, everything around you may create a perception of chaos. It's normal. Now, another challenge of the transition and the shift is you questioning the old identity IMs. This activates the tribe to defend and attack the transition of, I am a Christian. I am a Muslim. I am a Jew. I am an atheist. This challenge of transition is very upsetting to the tribe. And you can insert anything after the I am. It's not only upsetting to the tribe, it's upsetting to you. See, as you create a shift, you will begin to perceive the truth of source. And this begins to release the perceptional distortion of separation. This becomes the momentum of the shift. This creates readiness. In readiness, you begin to see, you begin to keep your perception straight. This is seen through the eyes of Christ. This is not a religious teaching. Seen through the eyes of Christ is seeing truth. This is seen through the heart. In this state of readiness, you can see the ego activated in others, and you can know that is not them. It's an incredible awareness that the shift creates. And when you keep your perceptions straight, perceptual distortion ends and you shift into a higher state of being. Now you are ready to listen. You are ready to listen to that still, small voice of source of God. You are now willing to learn. The process of letting go of your old belief systems and programs. You are willing to be open to new. You're willing to see. And you are now able to do. This means you can respond to life, finding the now and live in flow. You can let go of conflict. Conflict resolution becomes a skill, a practice of all day on your spiritual journey. When you shift, you now naturally move into the behavior of compassion. When we shift, we have a change in consciousness, which creates a change of perception. And this brings natural behavior of compassion. You have kindness. You are able to forgive. You understand. You have caring. You plant seeds to help others, but you also allow them to experience their journey. You do not attempt to control them. You stop looking at things as good or bad, and they just are. And you now have support. Very important, because now you give yourself the support needed to climb the mountain, which is the journey following the shift. When you start to climb the mountain, you are no longer in the muck of the valley. And this climb in the mountain allows you to support humanity in moving out of the valley, out of the muck, out of the darkness by becoming the light. You no longer feed the darkness within others. You no longer feed the egos in others. And this brings you out of judgment and reaction into awareness and response. Now, next week, I will get deeper into the valley and the mountain and talk about humanity and the collective consciousness and the shift. For today, let's discuss more about the shift. I discussed the challenges of transitioning of the shift. Understand, it takes courage, discipline, and understanding of what takes place when we begin to shift. This understanding is very important so you don't sabotage your process. This understanding is essential so you can have forgiveness for others. This is the understanding you need to release yourself from history. When you release yourself from history, you are letting go of the trauma. You are letting go of the pain. You are letting go of the failures. When you release history, you are no longer carrying the past into your present. That's the shift. You're shifting your behavior, and it's all done by shifting your programming. And when this happens, you are shifting the identity. The identity of who you believed you were. And what you believe drives your behavior. As you release these old belief systems, you start to have new behaviors, new practices. But the difference is now you are gathering experiences. You are getting out of knowledge and getting into knowing. It's through experiences. It's through new experiences. It's through you going through fear. It's through you falling down, getting back up, going through the process of what has to happen and what it has to take place for you to achieve your dreams, to achieve your mission, to be connected to your purpose. See, what you believe drives your behavior. If you have negative behavior, you are holding negative beliefs. And you have to understand those beliefs are programs that were programmed for you by the tribe to serve the tribe. They are not programs set by you to serve you and expansion of humanity. You see, the identity that was set for you, not by you, is rooted in the past. That identity is set in yesterday, set in history. And that identity is anchored in should. When you begin to self-author your life, you begin the process of creating the shift. In the shift, you must release the idea of should. This release quickens the shift. Releasing the idea of should allows you to operate in I may, I can, I will. And this creates a new choice. Every choice we make, every single choice we make has a ramification. Every single one. Because you must understand everything is energy. Every choice has a vibration. We build our reality through our vibration. Every choice sets a state of being. This choice can be set in event, judgment, reaction, or this choice can be set in event, awareness, and response. Whatever you choose is going to have its own ramification. Your choice sets your vibration. The choice to react sets your energy in restriction with the base energy of fear. You can only experience what you hold in mind. In reaction, you will and must experience fear, and you're stuck in conflict. The choice to respond sets your energy in expansion, base energy courage. You can only experience what you hold in mind. In response, you experience courage, and there you execute conflict resolution. It is important, if you are working on any type of personal growth, it is important, if you're seeking any type of spiritual development, to understand the challenges of transition and the shift, because it's impossible to go from point A to point B without going through the transition, without going through the valley, without going through the shadow, without going through the muck. And the shift takes place when you come out of the valley. And next week, I will talk on this subject of shift and moving out of the valley. And we'll continue this particular discussion of what it's like to climb the mountain. Because the moment you start to climb, you're no longer in the valley. But if you turn around, you have full view of the valley. And you can see, and you can know, and you can respond. In that state, you're in a shift. In that shift, you no longer live in judgment. You can now live in forgiveness. You can now release your history, because your past is in the valley. You're on the mountain. Yes, you still have your journey up the mountain, but you've now shifted out of the valley. You've shifted out of the muck, and you can see. And when you can see, that's when you can know. God bless you all. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show notes. Tomorrow, I'll get back to the Book of Joy by the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you have any comments, please, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to send them to me. As always, until next time, stay inspired.